USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. A reward is now being offered for information leading to the apprehension of the suspects involved in this week's mass shooting at Morgan State University in Baltimore. Police Commissioner Richard Worley has announced a reward of $9,000. According to Worley, ballistics evidence suggests that two shooters fired on Tuesday night as a homecoming week celebration was concluding. Among the five young people wounded, four have been discharged from the hospital, while a fifth is in stable condition. President Biden is applauding his latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Biden stated that his administration has created almost 14 million jobs since he took office, including 815,000 in manufacturing. The unemployment rate has remained below 4%. Party lines continue to divide Americans on their stance against the latest COVID-19 booster shot. Around 70% of Democrats express willingness or have already received it, while fewer than 30% of Republicans indicate the same intention based on an Ipsos poll. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna Kelce, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift. During her appearance on the Today Show this morning, she mentioned that the past few weeks have been quite eventful.
Yeah, it's like every week, it's like something new, like, really? Yeah, it's I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe. It's just really, really strange, but it's fun, it's a great ride.
However, when Savannah Guthrie inquired about a potential budding romance between her son and Swift, Donna Kelce refrained from sharing much, stating that it's a little bit too early. She also emphasized her preference on not delving into her children's private lives. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New England is preparing for a weekend of high winds, heavy rain, and potential flash flooding. Post-tropical cyclone Philippe is projected to bring 3 to 5 inches of rainfall to areas in New York, New England, and southeast Canada by Sunday. Saturday's Powerball jackpot, now at a staggering $1.4 billion, stands as the third largest in history. Since July, no one has matched the winning numbers leading to this incredible sum. A potential single winner could opt for a lump sum cash prize of over $600 million. President Biden's dog, Commander, has left the White House due to a history of biting incidents. Dave Collins has more.
The 2-year-old German Shepherd had reportedly bitten both Secret Service agents and other staff. The President and First Lady are now determining the best environment for him. There have been at least 11 documented cases of Commander biting individuals.
A recent study indicates that shouting at children may lead to long-term issues. Researchers from Wingate University and University College London discovered that verbal abuse can negatively impact a child's mental and physical well-being. Published in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect, the study highlights elevated rates of depression, substance use, and other behavioral disorders among these individuals in adulthood. Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bears linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, passed away at age 80. Butkus, who was drafted by the Bears in 1965, spent his entire career with them and earned 8 Pro Bowl selections. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.